KJ4 CTD. Receive KJ4 CTD.
I'm smarter than to comment on the female gender and their opinions. I learned better than that 54 years ago.
That way, Sheetrockers will be coming this week, and Painters maybe Friday, if I'm lucky. And then we'll be a whole lot closer to being able to say, we're done with this one. And then we get to add up how much money we have spent and how much time we diddled around waiting for suppliers.
Standard operating procedure right now. I was surprised. Yesterday I ordered some wire for an antenna. And I'd been looking for it from the wire man first, of course, and then all over. It's a number 513 Silky, I think they call it. And it has a 500-pound tensile strength or breaking strength. And I know they're two different things, but anyway, it's 400 pounds. And I lost an antenna day before yesterday, I guess it was, when that storm come through. It wasn't that violent, just the breaks of naval air, we used to say. And it took it out. And I wanted to put this kind of wire up anyway, so it didn't break my heart. But, you know, I'm going to wait till that hurricane develops down there and see what it's going to do before I put this one up, Wyatt.
I was just talking with YQK about that. And we got a friend that lives down at Edisto Beach. And they're like, they were texting and saying, hey, we've already put sandbags up, and we're going to leave the island tomorrow. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that hurricane's not even expected to go anywhere near South Carolina beaches. I don't know why you're flipping out, especially not this far out. I mean, well, that's 7 days at least before it even gets anywhere near us. And, you know, I don't know if it's actually going to develop into anything more than a Cat 3 at most, and current projections are saying anywhere from Tampa to Mississippi, Alabama area. Not enough to worry about yet, I don't think.
You're absolutely right, Wyatt, and I think they're jumping the gun ahead of time. But they could be right, so you never know. But so far, the predictions haven't narrowed it down yet because it's too far out. Wyatt, I've arrived at my destination. I'll say 73s and catch you down the line. Drive safe. Have a good day. The pleasure's all mine. KJ4, CTD, and 0LTR clear.
There, Tom. KJ4, CTD mobile. Holding the repeater. Got very little of that.
I'm wrong part. I was just going to say, Hurricane Irene and how that created a false premise for Hurricane Sandy. So, Irene was expected to be, and Irene wasn't nearly as bad as they said, and Sandy was much worse.
At times, they got a lot of noise in there, but readable. Well, you're right. I mean, you know, and we've had other things like that, but right now, even in the discussion from the Hurricane Center, they're like, we generally know where it's going in the next 72 hours. After that, we don't have a clue. And if you ever read their discussion, sometimes they actually say it exactly like that. We just don't have a clue. They're very honest in their discussions. But, you know, beyond 72 hours, I understand now, you know, evacuating islands is a pain in the rear, and it's horrible for everybody. But, you know, when you don't have a clue where it's going, you may be evacuating to where the hurricane's actually going.
Which is why most of the time it's best just to stay still. But, you know, the hurricane Irene complacency the effect. Irene was predicted to be much, much worse than it actually was. So when Hurricane Sandy came along, oh, this is going to be another nothing. And, you know, well, it wasn't nothing. First time in memory, I think, the New York subway systems were actually shut down, and all the bridges and tunnels were shut down. That pretty much never happened.
Really think about it. the number of actual tropical anythings that hit the Northeast is very, very small. It's not a normal place for tropical storms of any kind to actually hit. So, I it's not surprising that they would have had issues. Personally, I think a lot of their issues were self-inflicted issues with a lot of that, but I don't know.
Hurricanes hit that far north with that ferocity. Actually, not that much ferocity. Sandy was never more than a Category 1. It was very, very large. So you don't worry about that at those latitudes. But there again, climate change is driving the storm belt further north. And it's also shortening the storm season. Maybe lengthening the storm season. I remember the storm season didn't used to start until late September or October, and now it starts as early as August.
It always started basically June 1st. Normally it ends sooner, but I think now it ends like November 1st. Something else I was going to say, I had it on the tip of my tongue, and I've lost it. KJ4CTD.
KNG, no, that's okay. I'm having more of those teacher moments. You know, like I'll suddenly find myself walking around with a light bulb and a screwdriver. Okay, what was I doing? A light bulb, a screwdriver, and a coffee cup. I was working on something, I don't know what. So, yeah, I forget what I'm doing while I'm doing it.
Driving, and there's a lot of traffic on 11 going east now. All the Jeeps were going west, and there were a lot of Jeeps.
Thank you, because I've done that as well. Where was I supposed to be at? At 2X. You don't want to distract people too much either.
2X goes, lost about half that.
No, I haven't moved. The antenna could maybe lose me yet. It's hard to say.
Hey, I'm wheeling around on 11, so maybe there's something blocking at the moment.
One of those mag-mounted antennas. The antenna whip keeps loosening up out of phase, so I should go give it half a turn and tighten it. Or get another, get another antenna. What happens with the antenna is you get smacked by a low branch of a tree, and it never fits quite right back in the, doesn't fit in the hole correctly ever again.
Not more power?
This was 25 watts. If I go to 60 watts, I may blow a fuse.
Alright. Better question, where are you located?
In Gray Court, I'm basically sitting in my driveway, and there might be there's a tree to my left, so it's hard to say. And it might be if I drive 5 or 10 feet forward, I may clear the signal again.
Gray Court is a bit of a haul. The repeater is really only good basically to Clinton, and you're not that far from Clinton.
Well, this repeater is totally gone. And later, earlier when I was in Pelzer, I couldn't really hold the repeater up either.
I don't know if the antenna's tilted over again or something. That's a little odd. Well, I've been finding holes running back and forth to Clemson, so maybe we need to look at it again.
That repeater is, I'm guessing it's a bit on the windy side. And what happens with that repeater is the feed line is always moving around. Which, as it blows, the
repeater up at all that time.
I'll talk to you later then. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.
KJ4CTD, and I'll also be clear.
For TR Mobile.
Tune Tom, KO4HX.
Great. Good to hear you this afternoon. Well, I got my garbage disposal in.
Did you have too much trouble out of it?
Didn't remember to knock that knockout out that you told me about, and it was an instruction manual, but I'd see how it would be easy to forget it. And I got to the point where I had to lift it up on there, and it was an exact replacement. And the only difference was the new one, you turned the whole disposer, and the old one, you took that little crooked wrench and snapped it on. Well, that's all well and good, but I didn't figure that out till I called one of our very good friends up north that you know very well and is built like Charles Atlas. And he come over and stuck that up on there for me, and it was greatly appreciated.
Glad it went easy for you, and you got some help there doing it. Sometimes those can be a bear, for me anyway, especially if it's got the cabinet with the center support doors. I can't quite get my shoulders in there anymore.
Patrick, I understand that. No, it didn't. Yeah, it did. It had in the front, there's two doors in a separation there. But got up this morning, and it was just raising holy high cane. Noise like the motor was out, and I thought, oh, my gracious. And I got in there, and I made sure it was tight and this and that, and I was right ready to take it down. And I kept getting leg cramps, and I got back down there, and I looked over behind it, and that there's a gray hose that goes over to the dishwasher, and it's about, oh, 1 inch, and then it's stepped down to even a smaller, about a half inch over the plastic hose, and it was oscillating or vibrating off of the copper tubing coming into the unit in the back to the sink. And it was making noise like you just wouldn't believe. So I rerouted that and hooked it back up, and we're good to go.
Amazing what those dishwashers will do there, when especially if they're making contact with something else. They'll make all kinds of racket.
I was hurting really, really bad this morning anyways, from trying that yesterday, or else I wouldn't have called you-know-who. And boy, he come over in about 5 or 10 minutes. I'll never forget him for that. But he don't live far from me. And anyways, the thing's running like a charm now. We've been out, Bernice and I have been cleaning the chicken pen and changing the water system over because it's a 5 gallon bucket and got spigots on it for the chickens. When they drink out of it, they hit this little thing they peck with their beaks and it fills it back up. It's got a float in it, and so I can just turn on the hose in the morning and automatically water them. And cleaning that out about once a week. But chickens are all doing good and laying pretty good, and the younger ones are just starting to lay. Boy, they need a lot of food, I'll tell you, and it ain't cheap anymore, Patrick.
I don't have any chickens, but I can only imagine what it's costing to feed them nowadays.
Bag for the 16% stuff. I know I spent $70 up there the other day on feed. And it varies right now. The 8 chickens that we got about 6 months ago are just beginning to lay, so we're only getting about 2 from them. But I got 6 from the other ones, and sometimes we get 3 from the new ones. And then the next day they'll just lay 4 or 5. But it's more than enough for us and the neighbors and our daughter, and we share with everybody. It's more or less a hobby. What are you up to today?
To the property I bought with the grader. We met and walked around up there for till after lunch. And then went to his house and helped him work on his truck. It's a buddy of mine. And got it running for him, and now I'm on the way home.
Well, I heard somebody call for Chad a while ago, but I haven't talked to him today. He'll get a laugh out of that. Storm, I lost an antenna. So I ordered some, instead of copper clad steel, I ordered some 513 silky. And if you ever want to, well, you don't have to, I think you got a tower, but if you ever want to put up a wire antenna, it's a 400 pound breaking strength. And I really like it. I've used it on my other antennas, so I found some at Ham Radio Outlet, and so should be there the time I get home today, hopefully.
I hate your antenna's giving you trouble, though, but I'm glad you got the stuff to come in to fix it, and it doesn't give you too much more trouble.
Chad helped me with the last one, and he would this one if I want, but I'm going to try to shoot it up there myself, and but I'm gonna wait. There's no hurry. 160 meters is a winter band anyways, and this is a vertical, but the counterpoise and all that's just fine. It's just that that wire actually broke, the parachute cord held, but man, it must have wrapped around something up there. I had a heck of a time. I finally hooked it onto the lawnmower and pulled it down, because I wanted it so I can use it for a comparison to get exactly the right length next time. I think it's 129 feet is what we figured.
Hopefully it all goes good for you. But I'm going to be doing some work to mine here for too much longer, too.
What's with this? Before that, they settle on where that hurricane's going to hit down there and if it's going to be any effect on us, because my neighbor said years ago, and he's lived here for many, many years, he said that the outer bands got pretty tough years ago.
From time to time, they'll make their way up through here, and I tell you what, once they make it over these mountains and get in here in these valleys, it's really fun then.
Came up through Cuba and Florida, and on the Gulf side, and then cross Florida, and possibly come up the coast, or it might go back out to sea. It's just too far out to make a decision on yet.
I hadn't even kept an eye on it yet, and wasn't close enough. But does it look like it's going to rain down there this evening, Tom?
Dark to the northwest of our QTH, but right now I would say no, but they did say there was a possibility when that front moves through tomorrow that there'd be some scattered showers.
It's clouded up. It looks like it might try to rain this evening.
I just watered the west side of the front yard, and I got to go home and water the east side. So, yeah, it'll probably rain. That's cute. What in your car? Anyways, I've arrived home, Patrick. Great to hear you today. Oh, I see I had a limb fall down about 6 foot long, but it's only an inch in diameter. That maple tree out front, I wish it went where the sun didn't rise. It's got a lot of little shoots off of it going up instead of one big tree like an oak tree. And it drops a lot of little limbs all the time. And I just hauled, after that storm, one of those carts behind the lawnmower. I just hauled one of those filled with them down to the back of the timber there yesterday. Anyways, take care, Patrick. KO4HKX0TR73.
Tom, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway myself. So it's good to talk to you this afternoon, and you and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and we'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.